because freedom.
And we're back. Thank you for listening to the Devil's Advocates Radio Show. Love it when you join us on the party line at 844-967-2789.
I'd like to update you on news from Wanker, the former gubernator of the great state of Wisconsin. He's got a little op-ed piece at the Washington Examiner today.
Great.
I had to go Googling for this one. Here's the headline. I'd like to share just a bit. Words of wisdom. Sage wisdom from this man.
I highly doubt it.
No, Taylor Swift. Campus bias is what's cringe. That is the headline. Equality, not elitism. And a little red subheadline. By Scott Wanker. Taylor Swift was the commencement speaker at New York University this year. She told graduates to learn to live alongside cringe. No matter how hard you try to avoid being cringe, you'll look back on your life and cringe retrospectively. Cringe is unavoidable over a lifetime. Even the term cringe might someday be deemed cringe. These are the words of wisdom, air quotes, from yet another liberal activist on a college campus. In contrast, Greek Prime Minister Kyriakos Mitsotakis, and I guarantee Scott Walker doesn't know how to pronounce it either, but he copied it here, addressed graduates at Boston University. He invoked his own graduation from college in 1990, reminiscing about a speech from Chancellor of West Germany, Helmut Kohl. "This is a time of joy, pride, and gratitude," Chancellor Kohl told us. "Freedom and unity is becoming reality. The dream of a free, peaceful, and just world will materialize, provided that we do not relax our common efforts." He, but also we in the audience, had every right to be enthusiastic. "Just 8 months before my graduation, the Berlin Wall, the concrete symbol of the divide between freedom and democracy on the one side and repression and totalitarianism on the other, had come crashing down." Yeah, but Trump rebuilt the wall, right? I still remember getting goosebumps watching the event unfold on television. Now, Walker writes, he warned the graduates that many people thought democracy was easy, but it requires vigilance. Yeah, because there's always a bastard like Scott Walker trying to take it away. Just a little bit more dumb. Walker writes, "In my humble opinion, Mitsotakis' message seems much more profound than learn to live alongside cringe." Mitsotakis was one of just three conservatives who spoke to graduates on campus, according to a survey conducted by my group, mine being, you know, Wanker's group, the Young Nazi Foundation. Of the top 100 universities is ranked by U.S. News and World Report. The only other conservatives on this year's list are Virginia Governor Glenn Youngkin, who spoke at Virginia Tech, and Tim Tebow. Don't get Tebowed, Dan.
Never get Tebowed.
The iconic quarterback who won the Heisman and led the Florida Gators to a national championship.
Iconic?
He's iconic-ish. Thank God that Tebow's story wasn't true about him. Mitsotakis, yeah, the Greek guy, I'm going to pronounce it every time differently, had a personal connection to Boston College as his wife graduated there in 89 and their son in 2020. Not one of the top 100 universities had a conservative commencement speaker. How dare they? And YAF, that's, again, the Wankers group, has conducted an annual commencement speaker survey for 30 years. During that time, a disproportionate number of speakers over at our nation's top colleges and universities have been liberal ideologues, big donors to liberal causes, and members of the woke media. Sadly, this trend continued in 2022.
Crudy.
So anyways,
I got a little more on here. Let's just wrap this up here a little more.
No liberal, you know,
liberal bias. No, listen, here's what he says.
Where are you going to find this? I mean, remember the DNC, or pardon me, the RNC in Cleveland?
Yes.
We're waiting for the stars. They had Chachi. They had Scott Baio and like Anthony Sabato Jr., man.
Come on, man. They also had Dog the Bounty Hunter. We walked in with the guy, right?
To the inauguration, technically.
Oh, that was okay, right. Different party.
The RNC, I think the brightest light there was Don King wearing a glittered rhinestone jean jacket.
It was Triumph the Insult Wonder Comic Dog. Yep, yep. That was the biggest
biggest draw at the Cleveland party, yeah.
Well, he had perhaps the finest interview of Don King I've ever observed in person.
Yeah, we don't need to hear any more from Walker. I guess he's just really mad that apparently, and you have to question the math since it is Scott Walker. You know, this is the same guy that said he fixed a $3.6 billion budget deficit. Never did. This is the same guy that thought Foxconn would be a great idea for Wisconsin. Never was. It's hard to really believe anything that comes out of his mouth. But I would just suggest that perhaps the environment is like that because more people think like those, what do you call them, progressive, woke, liberal ideologues and big donors. I mean, maybe there's just more people that think that, you know, kids shouldn't have access to, you know, AR-15s to murder children.
Come on, man. Scott Wanker was an A-plus NRA, highly decorated and
yeah,
highly
got
donated.
But, you know, there seems to be
$4.5 million.
There's a theme to the conservatives' bitch, and the math is that they are always in the minority. They are almost always in the minority. You grab any topic and you wonder
victims.
Why.
They're snowflakes. They're little bitches.
Well, I mean.
Not to use harsh language.
I mean, but, most people want legal weed. Most people want, a better health care, right? Most people can want clean water.
Universal background checks, 89%.
Right. We can go down that list. And if the top, 10 issues that, are facing America, most of the people think one way and the Republicans want to continue a forced by minority rule. You shouldn't be surprised that there are less and less of you in everywhere you go.
That's a false premise, Dom. We all know it was a rigged election.
Everything's rigged. Yeah, yeah.
Trump's still the president. And Walker's still the governor.
Yeah.
If it hadn't been for, legalized marijuana referendums on the ballot, that and bad governance, and that wandering eye and the bad hair and the... Well, he's really just a despicable human being. But he writes a fine op-ed.
No, not really.
Come back with us. Hardly cringeworthy at all. More Devil's Advocates.
Scott Walker.
Everything you always wanted in a governor. And less.
I used to run track.
What would you say you do here?
Having a great time.